How's it going, folks? Daniel, the podcast editor here to let you know that Jonathan and Tanya are off this week due to Tanya's pregnancy. But so that we didn't leave you in the lurch, here is a micro episode of Jonathan and Tanya talking about the changing of the guard for the Mario voice actor, originally voiced by Charles Martinet. Now, who knows who the voice actor is? Jonathan gives his thoughts on the topic and bounces his ideas off of Tanya. We're finalizing the audio for this episode a day before a Nintendo Direct in which they might announce the new voice actor. But we're releasing it 5 days after the Direct, so hopefully this episode isn't fully invalidated by the time you're hearing it. So without further ado,
it's a heart, oh, it's a heart, it's a me, Mario.
And another thing, Tanya, I didn't tell you about that people are reacting in a way that I'm still in shock over is the end of Charles Martinet being the voice of Mario.
Okay.
Have you heard of Charles Martinet before?
So it sounds like Charles Matinee, which is like, you know, an early showing, which is what I'm hoping for.
Oh, but with Charles?
Yeah.
A fun coincidence is your son is going to be named Charles.
Yeah.
Just so happy about Charles. So Charles Martinet has been the voice of Mario since Mario, I think he started right before Mario 64, but Mario 64 was the voice he was most well known for.
Was he not the first voice of Mario
It's ever? A great question. So I'll have to check the dates, but my recollection is that Bob Hoskins, star of Who Framed Roger Rabbit, played Mario in the live-action movie first. And he was like, hey, you're Mario, what are you doing here? You know, that sort of thing, because he's a British actor, but he was like told he's a plumber from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then also, very strangely to me anyway, because I grew up with him, Captain Lou Albano, who was a wrestler and a wrestling manager who spent a lot of time with Cyndi Lauper, and appeared in at least two Cyndi Lauper videos, including the video for the theme song of The Goonies, Good Enough.
Huh.
He plays Cyndi Lauper's father, also in, of course, Cyndi Lauper's most famous song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. He's the dad who's like, what are you doing here? Get out of here. Mm-hmm. So that was his voice, too. That's what people imagine Mario was. Like, yeah, I'm walking here, that stuff.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, Charles Martinet comes in for Mario 64, starts with a giant polygon Mario face. And this is brand new to feel like Mario is a 3D object, like a real, physical, tangible thing instead of a drawing or a two-dimensional video game sprite. And you can pull on his mustache and stuff and poke his nose. He's like, oh, 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 oh. Like all sorts of coos, almost like a big baby.
Yeah.
Charlie Martinet. So the voice of Mario for 27 years up until the movie, and we did a special Chris Pratt emergency episode of Talking to Women About Video Games about the announcement. He was going to be the voice of Mario. People are like, that's going to be awful. Nobody's going to like
me.
That.
It's a me? Mario? Pratt?
The movie makes $1 billion. People don't care, as it turns out. They think he's fine as Mario. They don't love that he's Mario, but they don't hate it. He just shows up and
he's
is like,
hey, I'm Mario. I'm walking here. It's a me.
They are satisfied. And that is sort of, you haven't seen the movie yet, but it's.
No. Did I do a fair impression?
A fair impression. He does a little, every once in a while, he'll do as I just did. He'll be like, woohoo, let's go, you know, and it's like, oh, he also likes Mario. He's a Mario who likes Mario. So I can bond with him over how we both like Mario. But it's not like he's the Mario we knew. He's a guy. Yeah?
Just have to be honest with you.
Yeah?
I have watched a Chris Pratt movie and enjoyed it.
There's no stigma behind...
Confession, feel guilt and shame over.
I used to like Parks and Rec quite a bit. I liked all three Guardians of the Galaxy movies. He's not a bad actor. He's just not a particularly amazing talent. He's fine. And that's what people want. That is what pleases the lowest common denominator. Not too much personality. Not like a shocking, like Daniel Day-Lewis is not going to be Mario someday because people will be like, I'm distracted by the Daniel Day-Lewis-ness of his performance. You just get tap water to fill the cup that you want to show off. You're showing off the cup. You're showing off Mario. You're not showing off the voice in it. The voice in it's just there to keep it from falling over or weigh it down enough that it doesn't blow away in the wind. So that's Chris Pratt, tap water. Mm. And that's what people wanted, apparently, because the movie made $1 billion.
Jeez.
Charles Martinet plays Mario's father and Luigi's father in the movie and says, that's my boys, you know, like does the voice, but tones it down enough so it doesn't sound like...
To make it be a dad-like.
Yeah, not too high-pitched and distracting. Like he wanted it to be sort of how people talk. Nails it. And people cry at that scene. Like the scene where Charles Martinet is like, well, I'm passing the torch. People are like, oh.
It's like having what's-his-name in all of the what's-its movies.
Exactly. Stanley in all the Marvel movies. But I knew...
I knew what you meant.
What's his name in the What's movies is priceless. You can't replace What's
It. Oh my God, you
and
knew
what's
it.
What's his name?
You read my mind.
I sure did. And then people are like, no big deal. Then they announce Mario Wonder, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, and the new Wario Land, which I think is called Move It. I'm suddenly forgetting it. It's not Wario Land.
I like
I'm
to
sorry.
Move it, move it. Did they use that song?
They did not. Oh. WarioWare. Oh. Not Wario Land. Such an important detail that I messed up. I apologize. Charles Martinet also does the voice of Luigi and Wario and Waluigi.
Jeez.
So people are listening hard for how Charles Martinet is going to sound in this new WarioWare and Mario game, Super Mario Brothers Wonder. And it sounds like, ha-hoo! Let's-a-go! Like, just off. And people immediately catch on. I don't think that's Charles Martinet. Nintendo doesn't announce anything. It's as weird as if there was a new season of The Simpsons and there was a trailer for it.
So there's like a trailer. Everybody thinks it's Charles Martinet. He's voicing everything. But then they listen and the voice is way off.
It's not way off, but it's off. Uh-huh. It's like if there was a new trailer for the new season of The Simpsons, which has been around for as long as Charles Martinet has done Mario, a little bit longer. And instead of being like, do, Homer's like, do. Like, that's not, that might be a new guy. Dan Castellaneta, or whatever his name is, voice of Homer. He's 65. Maybe they're going to retire him. Then again, the voice of Optimus Prime is 77. And he just did the new Rise of the Beast movie. So age isn't necessarily going to stop these people. Yeah. So the voice sounds off. People say, I don't think that's him. Diehard fans are like rabidly angry at anyone who says, I don't think that's Charles Martinet. Saying, you're insane. You're a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. You're as bad as an anti-vaxxer. You're like QAnon. It's Charles Martinet. They wouldn't just stop having Charles Martinet be Mario and not tell anybody. That's exactly what they did. 2 months later, they announced suddenly via a text slide.
Jeez, a text, like a PowerPoint slide?
Yes.
They're like...
A tweet with a PowerPoint slide attached saying,
oh no.
Charles Martinet, thank you. You're moving on to your new role as a Mario ambassador.
I have to go now. My planet needs me.
Wow, Poochie came from another planet? I guess.
Hey, that wasn't supposed to happen.
Do not explain what a Mario ambassador is.
I was going to say, what does a Mario ambassador mean? Does that mean like you're on the retiree roadshow that you're going to do these sad, sad book signings?
Sad, sad book signings. Well, we can imagine that he will be still talking about Mario. And presumably, I know if I went to an event... Or if I was going to watch a video or do anything Charles Martinet Mario related, and if he was just like, I'm Charles Martinet. I used to be the voice of Mario. I really enjoyed it. How was your afternoon? I saw a really cool Mario poster. Do you want to see it? Like, I wouldn't want him to do that. I would want him to be like, oh, like do the voice. That's what everyone would
dance
say.
Monkey.
It's what
don't you know what you're good for?
If it's Mario related, and he, you know.
If it was you, Jonathan, meeting him, you would be like, tell me about your experience.
Oh, sure. I would love
you
to
would
get
be
to
very,
know
very, very, very different.
Individually. And Charles also worked on the Bitrip Runner 2 and Bitrip Runner 3 games. He's actually a playable character in Bitrip Runner 3. So he's done other things. And I have plenty
of sounded
to
like
about.
You said bitch rip.
You know, it's, there's a
bitch
story behind
rip
that, actually.
Runner.
I'm going to, yeah, there's a, you're not the first person to say that. So we'll get into that another time, potentially. But Charles Martinet, if he is the Mario ambassador, it stands to reason that people would think he's going to do the voice. I'm not sure why else, or he'll just sign autographs and not talk. If he's going to talk, people are going to expect him to try to do the voice, because that's what he is known for when it comes to being Mario. But he's not doing the voice in the games anymore, even though the games don't have a lot of talking. In this new Super Mario Wonder game, it's not a big, talky, cutscene role-playing game. It's Mario going, woohoo, no, oh, you know, just that stuff again. They could just use the old sound effects if they wanted. There is some reason why they're like, no more Charles Martinet in Mario.
Oh.
And if you say, looks like they let him go for some reason, which could be because the Mario movie proved that you don't need Martinet in that role for people to embrace the version of Mario that they see. So they can get a younger person who will be around for longer, who's probably cheaper. Who knows? There's any number of reasons why they maybe didn't want Charles in the role anymore. It's pretty rare for voice actors to do a role for this long. The voice of Solid Snake, totally iconic. Do you know who Solid Snake is?
No, but he sounds like a wrestler.
Yeah, like Jake the Snake a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is based on Kurt Russell's character Snake from Escape from New York and Escape from L.A.
Oh,
John Carpenter movies. John Carpenter very famously said, I'm not going to sue Kojima, Hideo Kojima, because he seems like a cool guy, but he sued other people for ripping him off. He wouldn't sue Kojima. I bet he likes Metal Gear, at least a little bit. And the guy, David Hayter, who did the voice of Snake, borrowed from Kurt Russell, but made it his own, and people love the voice. Love it.
Kept you waiting, huh?
Unceremoniously fired with Metal Gear Solid 5 and replaced with Kiefer Sutherland.
Kept you waiting, huh?
Who's just Whoa. Like, Solid Snake here. Just like...
I'm Kiefer Sutherland.
It was just Kiefer Sutherland. It did not sound... It was...
Well, that's
and they
the,
explain
that's,
it a
That's
little
the
bit.
Thing when you hire somebody like Kiefer. He and I are on a first name basis. That you don't hire him to not be him.
Right.
You know?
Right. You don't hire him to do like character acting.
Right.
You hire him to be himself because he's a big name. And the game sold really well, even though Snake's voice was gone. And people, again, proved that even though they love a voice and it's iconic character and blah, 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 they'll accept a different voice. They don't actually end up thinking the voice matters that much. People thought the voice of Batman, totally iconic, Kevin Conroy, people loved it. And then other people just did the voice and they were like, yeah, I accept it and would enjoy that too. So
I gotta tell ya.
Yes.
This is a sidestep.
Please.
I watched The Flash the other night.
Oh, yes.
And I remarked that, boy, even at this age, Michael Keaton was a way better Batman than Ben Affleck.
Oh, because they're in the same spoilers for those who haven't seen The Flash, but I think it's in the trailer, so... Tanya isn't giving you anything that the marketing material didn't give you. Both Ben Affleck Batman, Batfleck, I believe it's called, and Michael Keaton Batman are in the same movie.
And even at the age of Michael Keaton presently, he was a way better Batman, and his voice is way better.
Yeah.
He's got a great Batman voice. I forgot how good his Batman voice was. Do you disagree?
No, it's good. It's a fan. You're seeing me strain. I was doing a face like, and the reason I was doing that face is more to do with other aspects of the Flash movie, but also because Michael Keaton is just a really good actor. Like, he's a legit, fantastic gravitas, ability to inflect with thoughtfulness but emotion. And Ben Affleck, I'm not certain if he's thought of as a great actor. He's pretty good at playing himself. Like, he can show emotion as Ben Affleck. But Michael Keaton can really transport you.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that because a lot of times you watch a movie and you don't get an opportunity to really be like, let me think about their acting, like, really, how is it? But when you have two guys playing the same character, even though there's many iterations of the character and they're supposed to be quite different, you really see a difference in the quality. I wonder how it would have been if we had a Christian Bale in there too, and how that would have felt.
No disrespect to Christian Bale, though he can be quite disrespectful, frankly. He's had some moments.
He's been awful.
He's been pretty awful. His Batman is shockingly bad. His Bruce Wayne is fine because he's just being himself.
Yeah.
But his Batman is laughably bad. I'm not going to do it. You've heard people make fun of his voice. Oh, you're going to do it.
I was going to do it. Now I'm backtracking.
Let's do it.
No, I can't.
I'll be Commissioner Gordon, who is one of your favorites, Gary Oldman.
Yeah, I also recently learned that he was awful to Winona Ryder on the set of Dracula. So now I'm like, who can I trust? What man in Hollywood is there? It's just Keanu.
It's just Keanu. And even Keanu was like, NFTs sound pretty cool or something.
At one hey, point. We'll
no,
forgive,
he didn't say that.
We'll
he forgive, hated NFTs.
That's sorry. Right. He hated that.
Yeah, but there was something else he said was like.
Well, Keanu's indiscretions are all forgivable.
Nobody's perfect. We all have bad days. And let's just hope that
I can't do a Christian Bale. I need a line. What does he say?
Give me that donut. I hate your guts.
I hate your guts. I can't do it.
That was great.
No.
You didn't do the donut part, though.
No,
give me that donut. I hate your guts.
Yeah. It's like, I can't make my voice do it.
I'm silent in the night.
It's the meanest, maddest, most masculine Bjork.
Wow. Yeah, meanest, maddest, without, most masculine Bjork.
Without the accent.
Tongue twister. So back to Mario voice.
Oh, whoa.
I am like, so he's 67. He said a couple years ago, I want to play Mario until I'm dead. I will also just go in before my voice is starting to go and record lines all day and they can use them forever. He also said, if I, for whatever reason, can't do the voice anymore, I will help them find a replacement or something. He seems to be able to do the voice, though, because he did it in the movie, which is pretty recent. And maybe he can't do the voice.
What if he's one to retire?
You know what happens when voice actors want to retire?
They've already died or something?
No. Like, they announce themselves. I'm retiring from the role.
Oh.
They don't release a trailer with a different voice first, presumably to see if anybody noticed.
Yeah.
And then just like soft announced it with a PowerPoint slide. Like the voice of Professor Oak from the Pokemon anime retired. And before they even recorded the Professor Oak lines for the next season of the Pokemon anime, he said, like, I have throat cancer. I'm retiring from the role. It's been such an honor. Thank you so much. And I wish luck to the next guy who's going to do it. They don't have the company say, so they're moving on to greener pastures. They're happier now. They like it. And then their employee, sheepishly, who's probably under what they call a DNA.
Hi, folks. Daniel here, just butting in to say, I think Jonathan meant to say NDA, not DNA. He's talking about a non-disclosure agreement, which would be an NDA. He says it a couple of times, and I'm only going to correct it this once.
It's a legal term for you can't talk about what you're doing for the people who are paying you. And even after you don't work for them anymore, if they fire you, if you're under DNA, you can't talk or they'll sue you and get all your money.
Mm-hmm.
If he's under DNA, he can't tell us what's going on. So no interviews have touched on it. They just did a massive round of Super Mario Wonder interviews with the director and one of the people who've been working on the game series since the 80s. Nobody asked about Charles Martinet, from what I can tell. But if you suggest, it looks like they might have moved him along, there's a certain group of fans who will say you're essentially an anti-vaxxer, except for Charles Martinet truth. You're a conspiracy theorist. I don't know, Tanya, you've heard my spiel.
Yeah.
Heard my story about Charles Martinet and Mario. What do you think happened?
Oh, jeez. I almost don't want to say. Some sort of a breakdown or some sort of a...
Like a nervous breakdown?
Not necessarily a nervous breakdown, but like some sort of dramaticism. I think about it, people who have suddenly exited my company.
Oh, sure.
In a positions of great influence recently.
Oh, sure.
And the company is like, they're going to stay on in a consultative role. But you know some shit happened.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some kind of a disagreement in the background, and they're like, you're all spent up, Charles Martinet. You're all done. You're washed out. And Charles Martinet is like flipping a table in the boardroom. You know?
It's all very possible.
That's where I'm going with this.
It wasn't long ago that the voice for Bayonetta, who had been Bayonetta in at least two games, if not more, I believe some spinoffs as well, Helena Taylor came out and said, I'm on NDNA. I don't care. They're going to sue me for all my money. It doesn't matter. I've been sleeping in cars. I've been homeless. But they offered me a pittance to come back for Bayonetta 3. And I will not take that disrespect. Boycott the game.
But didn't she end up having another issue after the fact?
Well, yes. The thing she said she was going to get paid for the game didn't seem to check out. Some official paperwork came out for what they offered her.
That's right.
It wasn't a ton of money, but it wasn't as low as she said. And she also, her numbers were skewed on how much money these games had made. They actually didn't sell as well as she had made them out to.
Yeah.
But long story short, there was a big blowout. And nobody ever would have found out about it. They released the trailers for Bayonetta 3 as well without announcing that she was fired with a new voice and just hoped people wouldn't notice. So my sense, if you hadn't already guessed, is that they didn't want him in the role anymore. He literally just said, I'll do it until I die. They also could have used AI and whatnot to like pitch shift and correct his voice if it's not quite right anymore because he's old. They did that with James Earl Jones recently for his
role in
Obi-Wan.
They did that with Indiana Jones recently.
They did that with Indians Jones? Indians Jones would be a dumb name for... and yet people accept Indiana as if it makes sense. Anyway, that's my guess, and I don't know if we'll ever find out the truth because the thing about Charles Martinet, from everything I've heard, and I met him once, actually. I forgot to mention that. Typical me.
Look at you.
Just for a brief second, I saw him at E3 and I said, it's a you? And he said, it's a me. And I went, holy shit. Like I swore.
Whoa, Jonathan. Whoa.
He immediately said, stop the tape. Delete that. You cannot swear with me in a video. Like politer than that, but serious. Like, children all over the world know me and know my voice. We're not going to have Mario be with the holy shit guy. So I said, sounds good, Charles. We'll delete the video.
I'm so sorry.
I did not delete the video.
Jonathan Holmes.
I aired the video, but bleeped out my holy shit.
But everybody knew it was there.
Everyone knew it was there. And Charles Martinet probably hates me forever now. And he is a better person than I am because he cared more about trying his very best to be a good influence on kids and spread positivity. You didn't want to teach them bleeped out swears.
I was going to be like, want to teach kids that, to bleep. What's that song? When the children sleep or whatever. When the children cry. What's that?
I think it's White Lion. Yeah. And it's When the Children Cry.
When the Children Cry.
Let them know we tried.
Yeah.
Children sing, let a new world begin. It's real.
Yeah.
No more presidents and all the wars will end. I could go on.
Yeah.
That's your Charles Martinet theme song? When the Children Cry?
It's certainly not your theme song, Jonathan.
I did right by the children. The video has since been taken off YouTube, I'm certain. Because I probably used like Chromeo for the music and it got a copyright strike. This is all before YouTube was a thing people made money on. We were all just goofing around on there. Long story short, Charles wants to be positive. He wouldn't want a negative story to come out about how he and Nintendo had some sort of falling out, or God forbid they just fired him because they could get somebody cheaper who's younger, who can like work for longer or something like that. He would want everyone to have this beautiful, innocent image of Mario just going off into the sunset. That's my opinion of my brief interactions with Charles Martinet. So I don't think we'll ever know the real truth because he wants to keep us wrapped up in that innocent illusion. That
loving Mario, that it was never bad.
That's right, that nothing ever bad happens to Mario in Mario Land. And now I'm realizing these people that will really come at you hard and insult you. When I said, I think Charles is probably fired. This guy, like, you're an idiot. You're a fool. What is wrong with you? Like, yeah. Really, really angry at me for thinking maybe a voice actor got fired because this is kind of weird. Again, I kept trying to say it, but just a picture. The Simpsons, been on for 30 years. New Homer voice, not announced, just watching the trailer. Hear him sound totally wrong. Then 2 months
and he's
later,
like, I love you, Marge. And you're like, why is he?
They don't
why is
say,
he so strange?
They say nothing about it. Then Fox announces Dan Castellaneta is going to be a Homer ambassador. And then he comes out and says,
and you're like, what is he?
Looking forward to my new journey. People would be like, this is not how this happens.
Right.
This is not how George Lucas retired from Star Wars. They didn't just release a new Star Wars movie and then be like, by the way, it's made by J.J. Abrams. They let you know that there was changes coming when the changes were intended by the creators, where they decided they wanted to quit. So it's very, very fishy. And I realize now that the people who get so angry at me, Charles would probably be like, yeah, shut that guy up. Let's live in the innocent illusion together. They're angry at me for the same reason Charles told me to not say holy shit. They want,
yeah, but we don't need to give them a pass.
No, that's okay. It's not a pass. But it's an understanding that what they're really saying to me is, don't tell me mommy and daddy fight. I want to live in my innocent childlike head under the covers. I still believe in Santa Claus world where Charles Martinet, for some reason, just doesn't want an incredibly easy and fun job that he loves. It must be an amicable decision, and he's happy where he's going now.
Hey folks, Daniel here with just a few more late-breaking notes from me before we put this issue to rest. Jonathan and Tanya recorded their bit on September 1st, and interestingly, two new details dropped in this story on September 4th. First up, when asked by IGN about the decision to make Charles Martinet a brand ambassador, what it entails, and when the new voice of Mario would be unveiled, Nintendo's Doug Bowser replied with the following. Charles has obviously been a voice actor with us for quite some time, and as we look for ways to keep Charles involved in Nintendo's business, we thought this was a very nice transition for him. And Charles is very excited about it. I'll let Charles speak for himself if he'd like to. But we look forward to him continuing to represent Nintendo and, importantly, the Mushroom Kingdom as we go forward. I think people have recognized this when they see Super Mario Bros. Wonder. They'll hear a different voice, and we'll let that play out, and that will be within the credits, and people will learn who the new person is at that point in time. But we don't plan to make any announcement in advance of that. The other bit of news that's adding to this mystery is the fact that the same day as the Doug Bowser announcement happened, a video from GalaxyCon in Austin went live featuring the man himself, Charles Martinet, answering questions. Let's hear what he had to say.
And so I am now, you might have seen the news, I'm a Mario ambassador. I don't know what that is yet. I'm not retired, as it were, as I don't know how, but I'm an ambassador. And as we step forward into the future, I will learn, we'll all learn what exactly that is. But in the meantime, you know, I'll be ambassadoring as I always, I'm always an ambassador of Nintendo and Mario at all of these events because I just cherish every moment of it. And I hope that, you know, your love of the game continues and grows the way mine does. So thank you so much. Let's ask a couple of questions. Go ahead. But don't ask me about the ambassadorship or every time because I don't know anything about it. And don't ask me about the movie because I haven't seen it yet. Don't tell me what happens.
So, I'm publishing this on September 7th when a new bit of info comes out where Charles Martinet and Shigeru Miyamoto both appeared in an official Nintendo video together that was nearly 4 minutes long and very sanitized for corporate style. And of course, it didn't have any additional details. The video does definitively state that Charles is out, yet Nintendo is very happy with his work. They praised him highly. It also seems that Charles' work as an ambassador will mostly entail signing autographs at conventions and continuing to do the voice, despite not voicing the character in the games anymore. In this latest video, Miyamoto reiterates that Charles Martinet will be doing the voice in person and that the new voice actor will be revealed alongside Super Mario Bros. Wonder in October. Personally, this all seems to me like when they would get the Star Trek original series actors to keep appearing at conventions despite the Next Generation show being on the air. And that's it for the Mario Martinet special, which goes live September 19th. Like I said, I'm recording this the 7th, so there could be all kinds of new details that we just don't know yet. And hopefully we'll find some kind of resolution to this mystery soon. Let's go back to Jonathan and Tanya to get the last word.
People want to believe that he's just going off to a great farm in the sky, that Poochie, to do another Simpsons reference, is just going back to his home planet. Charles Martinet is just going back to his home planet. And we should all be happy for him, because he's happy where he's going.
Jonathan, it almost sounds like he's dying.
Many videos have come out and said, the end of Mario's voice. And it totally looks like a memorial to his death.
Oh my God.
But he's hopefully fine. And it's very possible that he has some health problems he just doesn't want to talk about publicly. He's a super private guy. People have speculated, how come he's not married? How come he doesn't have any kids? What's the real Charles Martinet like? Nobody actually knows much about his personal life. So there could be things he just wants to keep private, and it is his choice.
And it's his time.
I hope he lives for another 100 years. And I hope he just becomes Mario again, frankly, because I prefer him. But I hope more than anything that he is happy and everyone in the world is happy and everyone will just feel great. And it's not that big of a deal. We've got 30 years of Mario voice essentially that we can enjoy through his games. So it's not like they're deleting.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Everything's good. Everything's great. How are you?
I'm getting sleepy.
Well, thanks for doing this bonus Mario Charles Martinet talk.
I love it. It was really fun.
Yeah.
Informative.
Dedicated to Charlie.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, everyone.
Talking to Women About Video Games is hosted by Jonathan and Tanya, with editing and production by Daniel. Music by Jonathan and Daniel. You can support the show and get exclusive bonuses on Patreon at patreon.com/ttwav. And you can follow us on Blue Sky at ttwav.bsky.social. Thanks for listening.